Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to look up your account?
75961.
All right. And your first and last name?
Lucy Lambert. And what account would you be looking up?
Are you calling in about a charge?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You said your last name was Lambert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a charge on my checking account that I know nothing about.
Okay, and can we verify your address? It's 164 Circle 567, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay, looks like you got the Platinum Ultra Smartwatch that was shipped out on the 10th of June. And then the warranty for the smartwatch.
Yeah, and then there's another charge on my account for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. That is for the discount membership club, which gives you $125 to use in the store where you got the smartwatch. When you got the smartwatch, it enrolled you in that club. Do you want to cancel that membership?
I sure do.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Because I didn't ask. That was some kind of loyalty thing I got from AT&T.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't need no membership, no nothing. And nobody said nothing about a $67.32 charge coming out of my account.
All right, I canceled that for you and have a cancellation number for you if you want to write that down.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Okay.
All righty, it is 260-608-210.
And your name?
My name is Christina.
Okay. And when will that be placed back in my account?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to refund charges, but I did cancel that because it was a reoccurring charge on your account. So
excuse
I canceled
me?
It.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a reoccurring... Explain that to me one more time.
Okay, it would have been a reoccurring charge on your account. It's a monthly charge, which gives you vouchers and... for $100 to use in the store where the smartwatch was purchased. So you would have money to use in that store in your email. You'll have a $100 gift certificate to use in the store where the smartwatch was purchased. And it would have been a reoccurring charge that would have came out monthly that would have given you monthly emails with gift cards to use in the store. So I canceled that membership for you so you won't be receiving any more charges on your card.
I shouldn't have been charged that to start with because I was never told about that.
Right. It was in the terms and conditions whenever you done the survey or contest entry for the smartwatch that you would be enrolled in a membership.
No, I was just told that was a loyalty gift.
Right. But it did say that you would be enrolled in a membership.
No, ma'am, it did not.
Right. Well, it is in the small print, so you may have missed that information.
No, it was called a loyalty gift on my phone.
Right, but it wasn't a small print that you would be enrolled in a membership.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm. I want that money returned to my account.
Well, and unfortunately, I'm not able to refund, but I did get it canceled, so you won't be charged again, and you have that cancellation number.
Ma'am, that money had better been put back in my account. And if I need to talk to a supervisor, you better get them on the phone.
No, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to assist you with your account. Fortunately, we can't refund that, but I did cancel it.
Yes,
for you.
Ma'am, you can.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
Then you better find somebody who can, because there was nothing said in that, because I still have it on my phone.
Right.
And I can pull it up.
I'm sorry for the misinformation or that you missed that information. But
no, there was no miss nothing. That was called a loyalty gift. And I should not be charged no membership, no nothing for that.
All right. Well, I did cancel it for you, so you won't be charged again.
And I better get that put back on my phone, in my account. That $67.32 better be put back in my account. Because I didn't request it.
Okay, ma'am, you don't have to request it. It just comes with it.
No, there was nothing said about a membership.
Okay, well, it is there.
No, ma'am, it's not. I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing here saying that.
All right. Well, let me just go ahead and get you transferred over to a supervisor then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Go back and get it. I just cut it off.